This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Jordan's capital Amman in a short while from now on the first leg of his three-nation visit. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said he will hold detailed discussions with King Abdullah II bin Al Hussein and Prime Minister of Jordan, Zafar Hassan. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman during his visit. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
India and the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan share a relationship built on deep historical linkages, mutual respect and growing cooperation across political, economic and strategic spheres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Jordan marks the first full-fledged bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister in nearly four decades. The vibrant Indian community in Jordan has expressed eagerness and anticipation, describing the visit as a moment of pride that reflects the strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. This visit is expected to further strengthen India-Jordan relations and reinforce the enduring bonds of friendship and cooperation between these two nations. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News.
From Jordan, the Prime Minister will go to Addis Ababa tomorrow, the capital city of Ethiopia, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. On the final leg, Mr. Modi will reach Muscat in Oman on Wednesday. The Viksit Bharat Siksha Adhisthan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament, JPC, for further scrutiny. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m. today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the bill. However, the opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. The Viksit Bharat Siksha Adhisthan Bill aims to empower the universities and other higher education institutions to achieve excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation. The Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Minister of State for Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh introduced the bill. The bill is aimed for the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. The opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the Tariff Monitoring Unit working under the Director General of Civil Aviation will be further strengthened to closely monitor the airfares. Replying to supplementaries to the question I in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Naidu said that in addition to domestic routes, the airfares on the international routes are now being monitored. Both Houses of Parliament witnessed disruptions today following heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition benches over the various issues. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice, first till noon and then till 2 p.m. The government has released over 260 crore rupees under the 15 Financial Commission grants to strengthen rural local bodies in Kerala for financial year 2025-26. Ministry of Panchayati Raj said the amount is the first installment of united grants and covers all 14 district panchayats, 152 block panchayats and 9,414 gram panchayats in the state. In view of the prevailing fog conditions at Delhi Airport, senior officials of the Ministry of Civil Aviation visited the Airport Operations Control Centre and reviewed real-time operations. The ministry said airports have been instructed to maintain close coordination with stakeholders, ensure timely dissemination of information and facilitate passenger convenience. Students of the Dhaka University held symbolic protests to mark Martyred Intellectuals Day, condemning collaborators of Pakistani forces during the 1971 Liberation War. From noon, students hurled shoes at the Razakar Hate pillar in front of the university cafeteria. A signature board titled Silent Hatred was placed nearby, allowing participants to leave messages denouncing those responsible for the killing of Bangladesh's intellectuals. Photographs of convicted war criminals and other figures linked to the 1971 atrocities were also displayed at the site. In Australia, the gunmen behind the Sydney Bondi Beach shooting have been identified as a father-son duo originally from Pakistan's Lahore. The attack resulted in the death of 16 people. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have congratulated the Indian squash team for creating history by winning the first ever World Cup title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.